I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. He's a good God, a good God, a wonderful God. He's a good God. Oh, raise your hands and sing of His glory. Raise your hands and sing of His love. Oh, He's a
Okay, so, you know, when we draw close to God, one of the things that He does is prepares a table before, you know, in front of us. So we're going to do that. We're going to break bread as a family. So I'd like to invite Sundar to come and lead us in the time of breaking of bread.
All right, so what I'm going to share, there are two parts. The first part that we're going to read from is Luke chapter 22, verse 15. And it says, Jesus said, and He said to them, I've earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Yeah, that's the first one. And following that in the same chapter, in Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20, He says that, you know, He took the bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and He gave it to them, saying, this is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is a new covenant in My blood. Yeah. What I'm going to draw your attention to is what also struck my heart is when He opens the first verse or the first part that we read, He said, He's earnestly desired. And I love the KJV version of the translation, which says, you know, with the desire, He desired to have this communion. He was waiting for this communion to have that with His disciples. Yeah? And He then later on, what we read the second part, He explains what the bread and the cup means, you know. He says the bread means the body that He's going to break down for us. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to partake in the bread. And the blood, He's saying that represents the juice that I poured out in the new covenant for you. Yeah, if you see, Jesus had communion with people just like you and me. They were broken, bruised. they were sinners at one stage. And yet, the Bible says, while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. So if you're here today thinking, you know, I'm so unworthy to be here, just look at from the eyes of Jesus. He says, you're so worthy that I laid down my life for you. Isn't that wonderful? He says that I've laid down my life because you're so worthy for me. Yeah. And if you're carrying a burden, look at what he has done. He carried the cross for you. Yes. And he's saying, lay down your burden, all those who are heavy and laden, and take mine because it's lighter. Yeah. And if you're here feeling sick today, look at what he has done. He's taken all the bruises on his body so that you and me can be set free. And please don't hear what I'm not saying. I worked hard to get this right. But Jesus is not saying that you cannot be sick. It's just that the faith, and he's going to work with you on that. Your faith, he will increase it to a level that you will be set free. Amen. And finally, I'm going to draw your attention to what we started with. He is still the same Jesus, the same God. It is in his nature to heal. It is in his nature to set free. It is a sacrifice that we're going to have an eternal life forever and ever. And that's the same Jesus. He's still earnestly waiting to partake of the bread and juice, or the communion that we call it, for with the bride, the church, that is you and me, one day in heaven. Yeah? So please remember that. And if you're here, if this has stirred you, and if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm going to invite you to reach out to one of us after the service and find out more about this Jesus and let the elements pass by. And for the others who are with me, let's share the communion together. Yeah? Amen. I'm going to pray and ask the ushers to pass it on. Father God, we want to thank you for this wonderful, wonderful sacrifice that you laid on the cross, Father God, just for us, Lord Jesus. You found us so worthy, Lord, that you carried the cross. You laid it all down, Father God, Lord Jesus. You took the stripes on your body, Father, that we are set free, Lord Jesus. We are redeemed, Father God, by your blood. You washed us clean with your blood, Father, that we are seen holy before you, Lord Jesus, and we are set free. We live a life victorious as you have destined for us, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
So lead me to the cross where your love pours. our devotion. We come into Jesus. We come before you, Lord.
Thank you. temple.